Over the next week, NPR News is featuring a series of stories called A Good Year. In the last days of 2011, we're going to talk about people, trends, and the companies that did well over the last 12 months. It's been a good year for gold prices, for Korean pop music, for coconut water, and for Instagram. NPR's Becky Sullivan reports on the breakout photo service that Apple calls the iPhone app of the year.
There are a lot of photo apps out there for the iPhone. You take a picture, you put on a filter, maybe some blur. But on most of them, there's no built-in way for you to share that photo.
And when we combine those two key ingredients, we came up with something that became Instagram.
That would be Kevin Systrom, CEO of Instagram and one of its founders. He won't even call Instagram a photo app, and that's because your camera is only half the story. On Instagram, when other people across the world take and upload photos, you can see those too. Like this one from New York City, a tourist taking her first ever subway ride. At a basketball game in Lawrence, Kansas, the crowd goes wild. Then from Denver, a snapshot of sleds flying down a snowy hill. You can scroll through thousands of these photos. Pictures of people, their friends, their meals. After all, there are millions of people who use Instagram. In fact, the app adds users so quickly that it's hard to keep track of just how many of them there are. Systrom estimates that there are over 16 million people on board so far, and they take and upload up to 90 photos a second. So, when something major happens.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
I remember opening up Instagram and seeing image after image of people just taking pictures of their TV sets.
It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was.
And I'm watching the Obama announcement, and I remember thinking, like, this is really interesting that we're documenting, that we're watching this moment together.
And it's not just those millions of iPhone owners that have hopped on the Instagram train. The Washington Post has started using the app for readers to share their own photos, and big retailers like Banana Republic now use Instagram as a sort of interactive advertisement. So maybe it's a surprise that Instagram hasn't started making any money yet. Systrom and the rest of the Instagram team are still riding the wave of investment dollars from earlier this year, and they plan to do the same in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Becky Sullivan.